call in and join in the conversation once you hear this at 317-239-1009. Is this just a misunderstanding with this lady here, or was she kind of being, some people are calling her online, racist? She's a white woman, he's a black guy, and she's going to take her dog out to go to the bathroom in her little apartment complex, and then he's trying to walk in, and this is what went down.
Please move, ma'am.
I can. Okay. Do you live here?
I'll re answer that question. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. The keypad is right there.
Okay. I understand that, ma'am.
But you can film me. That's okay. Fine.
I understand, ma'am, but you're blocking me.
Into my building.
Okay. And it's my building as well, so I need you to get out of my way.
Okay. What unit?
I don't need to say that information. So excuse me, ma'am.
I'm uncomfortable.
Excuse me. Okay. You can be uncomfortable. That's your discretion. You're uncomfortable because you're you. I need you to move out of my way, please.
No.
Ma'am, please stop touching me.
I'm not touching you.
You just was previously before.
I'm not touching you at all.
So I'm going to step in.
I'm not touching you, and I'm not in any way doing anything outside of letting my dog go to the bathroom.
Okay. And I live here, and you're blocking the door.
What unit?
I don't need to tell you that. What unit do you live in?
307.
Okay. Great. I'm on the fourth floor. Excuse me.
No. You don't have a key fob. You are... No.
No. Ma'am.
If you have that, then okay.
Ma'am, you're not security. You're not the property manager. You're not Mike Herman.
No, but I live here.
Okay, and I live here too. You're not Mike Herman.
And then it goes on.
So I don't understand. There's things that I don't get. So does he not have like the key or something to get up there, and he's trying to use hers, and that's why she's like, no?
From what I see or what I read right there, he's just trying to get in. I don't know if he has it on there, if he has it on him, or doesn't want to show her. But here's the thing. He ends up going inside. He lives on the fourth floor. She's on the third floor. He's able to go into his apartment, and she still calls the cops.
She follows. What? She goes into the elevator, follows him up. And he goes into his apartment. She's like, well, what's your name? Like, if you're my neighbor, then I want to know who you are. And he's like, honestly, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't either.
And so I guess what happened was she was going out and taking her dog, and he like caught the door and like went in. Like, I mean, I've done that a billion times. Yeah. I don't have to like go through and rummage and find my key fob. And that's when she like was guarding the door and like wouldn't let him through.
She sounds like a psychopath.
I understand like not wanting random people in there, but I truly wonder if it was just like me, a white guy, like would she even care who was coming in there? And at the same time, he brings up a good point. So it's like, you're not security, you're not this. And she goes on and on. If she really had a problem, she should, like, if she felt scared for herself, get away from that situation, call the police, call 911, and then let them deal with the situation. But then she goes and follows the guy upstairs, takes the elevator up, and sees, oh wow, he has a key to his apartment.
Right. And I think almost, can she get in trouble for like berating him or like harassing him, like just like constantly like not letting him into his own apartment? Like, can you even get in?
Well, she ended up getting fired. She got fired from her job.
Where did this happen? What state?
I believe this happened in St. Louis, Missouri.
I mean, she doesn't look great.
No, it doesn't look bad at all. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Steph.
Hey, what do you think about this?
I'm with the other lady on the show. If he didn't have a key fob out, I think it was just safety. It's just like that lady that was murdered in her apartment building in the gymnasium. She let somebody in thinking he lived there, and he didn't. And so I don't think it was necessarily a race thing. I think it's a safety thing.
I get what you're saying, but my only question is, if it's a truly safe like thing for you, if you're worried about safety and that happening to you, why would you engage this person? Like, let's say they are there to rape you or murder you. Like, wouldn't you want to get the hell away and call cops and not block the door for 4 or 5 minutes and then follow that person up to their elevator, like to their apartment? That's why it doesn't make sense to me.
That is true, unless she, I mean, I can see that point of it, too. I would have shut the door. I just wouldn't have let him in on my code. I just said, I can't let you in on my code. It's against, you know, apartment policy. I would have made something up or something. You have to go in with your own code or something. I don't know. I don't know. It's a thin line. I think there's just so much stuff that people think are racist. I don't think it was racist, but I don't know. I mean...
All right.
It could have been.
Maybe she was following him around because she just really wanted the D.
Yeah, I mean, but she was playing hard to get in that situation. Like, you're doing it wrong. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Is this Akila?
Hi. Yes, it is.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing good. What do you think about this?
I feel like she kind of took it overboard. If he's telling you that he lived there and he caught the door and you have your dog, if he's using a restroom, you should be focused on your dog using a restroom. I understand you want to make sure, hey, this guy lives here and stuff, but if he say he lives here too and he doesn't want to show you his key fob or anything. He doesn't have to. If I live here, I live here. Just, you know, move out of my way. Now, for calling the police, that was just too much.
Well, no, she followed him up and saw the apartment.
She was doing too much. If he had the right to go to his apartment, he lived there. You don't know who lives in your building.
Yeah.
Unless you're stalking everybody or you looking at everybody, making sure, oh, they live here. I don't do that. But to me, she took it out of proportion. That was like, to me, she was being very stereotyped. Hey, I feel like she was. Because you have a key fob. You're watching your dog use the restroom. Why are you trying to watch everybody that comes in the door?
Yeah, it's weird.
Nobody else will say, hey, thank you for the call. Let's do one more here. We'll wrap it up with Julianne on the Joe and Alex Show. Julianne, what did you want to say?
I just want to say, I kind of feel like everybody kind of blows things out of proportion. Like, you don't know that lady's backstory. But then again, you also don't know that guy's. Like, 15 years ago, something like this would have happened. I kind of feel like he would have known about it. It would have just been, you know, not that big of a deal. But with cell phones and people recording, it's like, if you're that worried about this woman, why pull out your cell phone and start recording? Because, I mean,
I was thinking that too. If I'm in the moment of something like that, the last thing I'm thinking about is pulling out my phone. But I don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
because I'd be so uncomfortable and so nervous, and I would feel threatened by, you know, that woman, that I'd be like, I think I'd be too nervous and like in this heated exchange with her to pull out my phone.
Why would you feel?
That's the last thing I would think of. If I'm that worried about somebody bothering me or questioning me, the first thing I would do is just remove myself out of the situation. Like, I feel like that antagonizes it.
I call the police. It's not being uncomfortable or nervous about this woman. It's being annoyed. It's like being annoyed and frustrated.
Yeah, so I feel like I would have called the cops if I was pulling my phone out.
If you're being annoyed and frustrated, you're going to pull out your phone because you're not nervous about it. Because you're not doing anything wrong.
I would be nervous if someone was blocking me like that woman from getting into my apartment.
I would say, get the hell out of my way, lady. Yeah. I don't care if I'm white or if I'm a black person. Let me in.
I would just remove myself out of a situation because at that point, I mean, it would have taken 2 minutes.
He couldn't go to his apartment.
What's he gonna do? What's he
gonna do? Wait a minute. Or if you felt that uncomfortable, call the police yourself.
But Julianne, he shouldn't have to go sit in his car and wait.
Right.
Well, I think he should have called the police right away. It sounds like obviously the cops did get called eventually.
Yeah, they did.
But either way, I side with him on this. I think she was acting totally nuts.
No kidding. I'm the door Nazi. I got to make sure you're allowed through here. Sorry. You could let us know if you couldn't get through on the phones on our Twitter. It's @Joe and Alex Show.